Blog Talk Radio.
Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Laker Girl, and I'm here with my sisters, the Queens. And good morning to you, Queen Realdelia.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Trivia Thursday, everybody's favorite day of the week.
Yep, yep, that's right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in. It is May 12th? Yeah, already. Damn. May 12th, 2022. It is a Thursday. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. It's the 12th. It's Thursday, Trivia Thursday. My niece turned 12 yesterday.
What?
My great niece, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And it was a good thing, you know, singing and dancing and everything with her, and I'm tired. Good morning, everybody.
That's right. Yep, it is already almost mid-May already. Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning. How is everyone doing on this Trivia Thursday?
Good. Doing good. Hanging in there. About to get ready for this heat wave. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl and my fellow queens, and good morning, kings out there if you're listening. Happy Trivia Thursday, everyone. And, so I was just heating up my cup of coffee in my microwave, and I realized my mute button was not on. So if you guys heard my microwave beeping, it was me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
But good morning, y'all.
Good morning. All right, good morning, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in. Yes, it is. It is Trivia Thursday. Trivia Thursday. Wake up with the Queens in the morning. Of course, we're going to start our day off with music. Stephanie Mills is on deck this morning. Stephanie Mills. I can't remember if we did her already or not.
I don't remember doing her before unless it was one of the days I was missing.
Yeah, I don't think we did Steph. So we're going to do Stephanie today. She tore up. She was really good at the concert this past weekend, this Mother's Day concert at the Forum. She's always good, her background. She always highlights her background singers when she does a concert, which they often sing, all guys. And we'll get into Stephanie Mills, and then we'll get into some trivia. I don't know what trivia. I mean, we still got our 80s and 90s. I haven't, I got stuff in here. I got trivia stuff that I have. We have not done yet. You can try that, too. So the fire definitely will be on deck with this morning. We'll start off with that one. We'll get into trivia. If you guys want to do, like, another multiple choice situation, we can try doing that again on a topic that we haven't touched on. And so I'll look for that as well. Okay, yeah, that's always good, Robert. All right, let's get to our music. Cue up my Bluetooth. And the market, y'all. I'm telling you, the market is so low. If you're not buying... I mean, just watch it. I don't know about buying today, but a lot of these stocks are at a 52-week low, like Roku and all these. I've been lost. Let me tell you how much I've lost. But it's okay because I'm going shopping. I'm going to come back eventually. Get into the market, y'all. Get into, this is how I got in. Well, I was already in it. But when the pandemic hit and everything fell to this point, that's how I was able to make up to $80,000 and $90,000. So you might want to consider getting into the market. You know, just do it moderately. Don't, you know, go crazy and spend all your life savings. But it is a good time to do it. A lot of these stocks are down. A lot. All right, y'all, let's get into it. Stephanie Mills. Where are you, Steph? You still feel the fire. Okay. I thought that would be on this album, but it's not. All right, Stephanie Mills songs. Let's get into Let's go. Feel the fire. Oh, yeah. I love that song. Star. I think we'll do him tomorrow. All right, let's keep it going. Let's do Never Knew Love Like This.
Thank you.
Stephanie Mills. All right, we're going to go live. Damn, that went pretty quick. Ooh, I'm in my robe. Good morning, Facebook Live. Yes, I'm in my robe. Good morning, everyone. Thank you, and thank you guys for tuning in. It is Trivia Thursday on Queens in the Morning, May 12th, 2022. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for being here this early. I'm your host, Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Laker Girl, and I'm here, of course, with my sisters because I can't do it alone, the Queens, Queen Real Delia. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another exciting episode of Trivia Thursday. And today is Stevie Wonder's birthday Eve.
Oh.
Tomorrow, Friday the 13th, is Stevie Wonder's birthday.
Oh, okay. So it's tomorrow. So we'll do Stevie Wonder tomorrow. Thank you. We've done him before. I think we did him last year on his birthday. Good morning, Big Boy Charles. He said good morning to the Queens. Good morning to your Queen, Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. It's cold. It's menopausal weather, but we're getting ready for the heat.
Can't yep.
Bang the menopause. One thing to the next.
Y'all better get ready for this weekend in Cali. Y'all better get ready. Good morning to
yep.
you, Queen Rich Sister.
Good morning. So excited about another Trivia Thursday.
Good morning to you, Queen Zoila. Good morning, Gary Finney.
Good morning, Queen Laker Girl and my fellow queens and the kings out there listening. Happy Trivia Thursday. And just how hot is it to get here in California, or at least L.A.?
Well, L.A., they were saying 90, but it's going to be like 89. That's still close to 90. But up north mm-hmm. in Sacramento, it's going to be 90, 91, 92, 93 is what they're saying. And, you know, this weekend is the Open Air Jazz Festival that Jay King is doing up there in conjunction with the California Black Chamber of Commerce, and I believe UC Davis is what I hear on the commercial. So that is happening this weekend, you guys. If you're not up north, or if you can be up north, or if you are up north, it is going to be a free concert at, I believe, Cesar Chavez Park, downtown Sacramento.
And I'm planning to be there.
Good. I mean, because AK is on deck, y'all. AK is singing. Mm. Nikki.
As well as Joe Levy and Nikki Harris. That's right.
Yes. If you haven't seen Nikki Harris before and you get to see her for free, you better get there.
All right.
You can't get, of course, you know, the local talent, Odell. I can't wait to see Odell, the guitar boss, Lucky. So Lucky is doing his music, music that Jay's been playing on KDEE as well as Kings in the Morning. And you also have Sean Rafer, the saxophonist. And, of course, my homeboy, my buddy Cal Bennett is going to be in the building. So it's going to be a nice, great concert for free. For free.
Yeah.
You're not going to get music like that for free. All right.
Is that Saturday or Sunday?
It's the 14th. It's the 14th
okay.
of Saturday. And, you know, so I'm just flying up there real quick and coming
mm-hmm.
back the next day, most likely. May even come back that same day. We'll see.
All right. I was going to swing a ride with you, but never mind.
Oh.
I thought you were driving.
You know what? I don't really like driving up there. I don't really
mm-hmm.
like, you know, the flights, I think, were like $89 or whatever to fly up there. So,
yeah, that's worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. Gary Finney says, you know what KJLH is going to do tomorrow? All day Stevie after Stevie Harvey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know they're going to do all day Stevie Wonder. As a matter of fact, I'm sure Stevie Wonder is going to show up and talk on the radio and everything. So, yeah, he'll be at KJLH most likely during Tammy Mack's hour because he really loves Tammy Mack. And I think she comes on at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, one of those, 4 o'clock. So, yeah, tomorrow is going to be all day Stevie Wonder here as well. Big Boy Charles said, I can deal with y'all 90s because no humidity. Oh, yeah. You can deal with it because of no humidity? Okay. But, yeah, it's going to be crazy out here. It ain't like Dallas or Houston, though. Dallas and Houston, I don't know how you dealt with that
Ooh.
Heat. Like you can't breathe.
I know. It was miserable, I have to say, every summer.
Yep. So, all right, you guys, I got to get the disclaimer in and get the last song in. Stephanie Mills is our three-play artist this morning, and we've been playing her on Blog Talk Radio and on the JK Network this morning. Oh, it's the humidity. Okay, yeah, it's the humidity for him. Yeah, that humidity. Every time I go to, you know, down to Louisiana, that'd be the thing I don't like to deal with down there. Other than that, I love New Orleans. I love it. Beautiful place.
Yes.
Okay, let's get into the choice, the video, because we're going to do a video. I do not own the copyrights to the music or videos that I play here on Queens in the Morning. It's for entertainment purposes only, and plus we love music. We started off with Stephanie Mills this morning, you guys, and I'm going to get her video up with Where's Love with Robert Brookins. With Robert Brookins, that was one of the videos that they have on iTunes, so I can show, hopefully. But don't shut us down, Metaverse. Let us get through it, you know. So we're going to get into this video. Stephanie Mills, Robert Brookins, Where's Love. Hopefully they don't mute it. If they do, I'll keep going and then restart.
Where is the love?
Day song by Stephanie and Robert Brookins. Oh, my God. I haven't watched that video in so long. Okay, we'll be right back. Facebook Live Part 2 coming up. Yeah, that was pretty dope. Robert Brookins. Wow.
Yes, I loved me some Robert Brookins. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was a fan. And I was a friend long distance. We used to chat on, not Facebook, but we used to chat on MySpace and on the phone sometimes. That's how long ago that was.
it should be.
And
go ahead.
Oh, no. I just wanted to say that the last conversation I had with him,
mm-hmm.
he was in line at a buffet somewhere getting ready to eat, and that was like in April of the year he passed away. And he didn't call for weeks, and then a few months went by, and then I happened to look him up and found out he had passed away. That's why I didn't hear back from him. I didn't even know. I was late getting the news.
Wow.
Anyway, yes. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know of Robert Brookins, to be honest with you, down here living in Los Angeles. I didn't hear about Robert Brookins until I met Jay King.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. It's crazy. It's really crazy. I didn't know anything about him. I did hear that. Maybe when that song came out, I did, but
Come to Me?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, the one with Stephanie.
Yeah,
okay.
With Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
KJLH, I don't know if they played it a lot because it's, you know, it's a cover, but I didn't know anything about him until I met Jay King.
Yeah, he was also the music director for Earth, Wind, and Fire for a few years back in the early 90s, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, he's instrumentalist. I mean, he plays all the instruments. He's very, as you already heard him sing, he's an amazing singer. Like, he's off the chain.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was late on the Robert Brookins train. I didn't know anything about him. We're back, Facebook Live. We're back. Thank you guys for tuning back in with us. Facebook shut us down, as they always do, in the middle of the song. So they give me a choice, either to end the video or resume. And I'd rather resume the video so I can get it back once the disclaimer, once they release the video, release the content that I put here. And so that people who come back and watch the show, they can see the entire video that I played. But Where's the Love by Stephanie Mills and Robert Brookins. Great video. Haven't seen it in a long time. Good morning to you, JoJo Red. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. It is Trivia Thursday, y'all. It's Trivia Thursday. Call your friends. Call your family. If you want to be smarter than what you were when you woke up, when you, you know, opened your eyes this morning, come right here to Queens in the Morning. We start every Thursday at 6:30 a.m. For Trivia Thursday, but we're on Tuesday, Thursday, and Fridays. So tomorrow's Freaky Friday, y'all. All right, now Queens. Now we could do with the 80s. We still got the 80s. I do have some other trivia. It's probably extremely easy. I'm just looking at it right now. I bought it from the Five and Below store. And it's trivia from 2010. I guess these are dates. So let me see, y'all. So it says trivia from the 2000s. So they go by the year. So you guys want to, let's try this. I got these things sitting here. They've been sitting here for over a year, I think. I just found them. But I have 90s trivia. I have trivia from 2000s. And trivia from 80s. Since we've done trivia 80 and 90s, Queens, you want to do trivia from 2010? Or so I guess the decades. It's going by decades, of course. Yes, that's what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
2010.
I'm down.
And 20. I mean, 2000. My bad. So you want, good morning, Anthony Lawyer. He said good morning to the Queens, you guys. Anthony Lawyer.
Good morning, Anthony.
Okay, so you guys, we'll start with the 2010. Trivia for 2010. Let me get the applause up. Let me get the womp womps ready. Don't know, anticipating the womp womps. Don't know if we'll get those today or not. These look really easy, Queen. I don't know. They look easy. I haven't seen them. I haven't even paid attention to them. I never really looked at them. I just bought the box.
Now, you would think that because the trivia is in recent years, that we would know all this.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I know.
I think I'm at that age where I know more stuff about, more about older things than current things.
Current?
Right?
Okay. Well, we shall see, Queen. We shall see. We are going to start with you, Queen Joyla, this morning. We are going to start with you.
Okay. Are there categories or just that is the category, the 2010?
It says 2010, and they, you know, multiple choice. So that's good for you ladies is multiple choice.
All right. Let's go.
You guys love those. Let me get the applause ready for the. All right. First question. Let me get my minute glass over here. A little. Yeah. All right. Let's go. What popular toy was invented in? So these are decades, so it's from 2010 to 2020, okay? So between 2010 and 2019, these will cover it. All right. So what popular toy was invented in 2013? Minute has started. Oh, let me give you.
Did you say multiple choice?
I know.
Yeah, this is one of my print shirts, and when it gets old, when this shirt gets really old, I'm going to cut him out, and I'm going to put him on something else. All right, okay, again, let me start that minute thing over. Let me get it back.
Thank you.
All right, let's start this over. Let me get myself together, y'all. What popular toy was invented in 2013? Was it A, the hoverboard, B, Nintendo Switch, C, Hatchimals, or D, fidget spinners? Minute started.
D, a fidget spinner.
D, the fidget. Wait, hold on.
It was delivered with Uber Eats.
Does
that mean
hold on, you guys,
I can eat it?
Yeah, that came out before 2013. I just remember. Well, my second guess was going to be A, the hoverboard.
That's correct. The hoverboard. That's what you should have said.
I should have. Should have, could have, would have.
It is A, the hoverboard. But, you know, I was thinking it was the fidget spinners.
I remembered that Asia had one, but it was before 2013. By the time it came out of my mouth, I was like, that can't be it, because that was out earlier, but whatever. Next.
Okay. All right. Well, next is Georgia Brown Sugar, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Okay.
Which famous app shut down in 2016, was it A, MySpace, B, Kik, K-I-K, C, Vine, or D, Haytail? Minute started.
Oh, boy, that's a guess. Oh, God, MySpace?
No, at MySpace. It is C, Vine. Vine, which famous app shut down in 2016, which was the Vine app. And that's when apps start popping off. Wow. Okay, yeah, so like you guys said, the things are more current. You probably don't know as much. Okay. Real Delia, you up next.
Okay.
What was the most popular dance move in 2017? Was it A, the shoot, S-H-O-O-T, B, the dab, or C, the whip in the nay-nay, or D, the floss? Minute 30.
I'm really gassing. I know it's not the whip and the nay-nay, so it's got to be the floss.
That
I
is correct.
No,
the floss! Back and forth through your arms, you know, the one that everybody try to do, no matter what race you are.
I'm so proud of myself because only one of those dance moves did I know. I'm telling you all the truth. I knew the whip and the nay-nay was before 2017, and the other three dance moves I didn't know. So that was a 1 in 3 guess for me.
Right, well, you did on that one. Good morning to you. Big Boy Charles is on. He went back to the chat to Blog Talk. Okay, you're up next, Queen Rich Sister.
I'm ready.
Okay, what was the highest gross film of the 2010s? Was it A, Star Wars Episode 12? Wait, no, Episode 8. No, Episode 7, VII. What is VII? Is that 5?
7.
So Episode 7, B, Jurassic Park, C, Avengers Endgame, or D, The Lion King. Minute started.
I'm going to go with Avengers Endgame.
That is correct. Avengers.
Yeah, I guess that, because the rest of that stuff is too old. That was older than the rest of those movies. Was older than the 2010s.
Oh, okay. Well, good guess. You got it. All right. Gary Finney got it as well. Okay. So did Anthony Lawyer. Okay. Good job, you guys. All right. Up next, we back to you, Queen Zoila. All right. What did Leo DiCaprio win Best Oscar for in 2016? Was it A, Wolf of Wall Street, B, The Revenant, C, Inception, D, The Great Gatsby? Minute has started.
The Revenant.
That is correct. The Revenant.
I
saw Whoopi, but I haven't seen The Revenant. All right. Up next is Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. All right. Which wars bicentennial? I can't get bicentennial. Which wars bicentennial was observed in 2012? Was it A, the Korean War, B, War of 1812, C, World War I, or D, Winter War? Again, which wars bicentennial, whatever, was observed
bicentennial.
In bicentennial. I don't know why I can't get it out, but you know what I mean.
Bicentennial.
Bicentennial.
There you go.
That's 100 year. Well, give me the choices really quick again.
Sure. You got time. Good morning, Michael Gay. A, Korean War. B, War of 1812. C, World War I. D, Winter War.
I'm going to say the War of 1812.
That is correct. War. Korean War note. Good morning to you, Michael Gay. Good to see you. See what how smart you are. Are you smarter than a queen? All right. Next is Queen Real Delia.
Okay.
What was the number one song of 2019? What was the number one song of 2019? Was it A, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X, B, Juicy, Lizzo, C, Señorita, Shawn Mendes, or D, Bad Guy, Billie Eilish?
I want to say A, but I think it's B.
Should have stuck with your first thought.
It was A. Okay, Lil Nas X. With his weird stuff. Okay. Should have stuck with my great niece because she was playing the heck out of that song.
It was. Lil Nas X, as all the men had said on Queens of the Morning and on Facebook, Michael Gay said, Lil Nas X, Anthony Lawyer said A, which is Lil Nas X, and Gary Finney said the song Old Town Road, Lil Nas X. So I guess they are smarter than the queen right
well,
now.
I should have just stuck with my first guess.
Yep.
Like you said, yes. I do that sometimes when I second guess myself. I screw myself up.
All right, go. Queen Sister, you up next. Which country was the Winter Olympics, or which country was the Winter Olympics held in 2010? Was it A, Canada, B, Switzerland, C, Norway, or D, Russia? Minute has started.
Gosh, I'm going to say Canada.
That is correct, Canada. Good morning. No, Gary. It is not Russia. Anthony Lawyer said, can I become an honorable Queens in the Morning Trivia Thursday Master since I'm so smart? Yes, you can be. Yes, you can be an honorary queen. Honorary King of Trivia Thursday Master. Yes, you can be that, Anthony Lawyer. Good morning to you, John Beckman. All right. Good job, Queen Rich Sister. All right, up next, Zoila. Queen Zoila, you're back on deck. NBA player won the most regular season MVP awards in the 2010s? Was it A, James Harden, B, LeBron James, C, Kevin Durant, or D, Steph Curry? Minute started.
I love me some Steph Curry, so I'm just going to roll with that. I really don't know, but...
one and only LeBron. LeBron James. Gary Finney got it right. It was LeBron James, not A, Michael Gay, James Harden, not D, Anthony Lawyer, which is Steph Curry. Nope, it was not Mr. Steph Curry. It is LeBron. All right. Up next, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. Who made history in the 2012 Olympics after running the 100-meter dash in 9.63 seconds? Was it A,
Usain Bolt?
Owen? B, Usain Bolt? C, Carl Lewis? And D, Tyson Gay?
And that was in
2012.
2012. I'm going to say it was Usain.
That is correct.
Yeah.
correct answer. He made history in the Olympics. Everyone said Usain Bolt, Anthony Lawyer, JoJo Red, Gary Finney, and also Michael Gay. They all got it correct. Usain Bolt. All right. Keep it going. Queen Realdelia. What video game was released in 2010? Was it A, Grand Theft Auto V, as in Victor, or B, Super Mario Galaxy 2, or C, Call of Duty, or D, Battlefield 3? Minute started.
Call of Duty.
You said what again?
Call of Duty, Black Ops. Grand Theft Auto, okay.
No, it is Super Mario Galaxy 2, B. Super Mario Galaxy 2,
wow. Okay.
B. Answer. All right, y'all. Gary, Grand Theft Auto, nope. It is B, yes. It is Super Mario Galaxy 2. Good job, you guys. All right. Queen Rich Sister. Which Disney show had its last episode in 2011? Was it A, Hannah Montana, B, Wizards of Waverly Place, C, Jesse, and D, Lizzie McGuire?
I'm going to guess Hannah Montana.
That's a good guess. Hannah Montana. All those shows. Actually, all of them were good. Little white girls. All right, you guys. Queen Zoila, we're back to you. Which iPhone, good morning, Tiffany. Which iPhone came out in 2012? Was it A, iPhone 4S, B, iPhone 5S, C, iPhone 5, D, iPhone 6? Which iPhone came out in 2012? Minute started. Zoila, you there? Zoila? Are you on mute, Zoila? I see you in the studio. I don't know what happened to Zoila, you guys. Anybody? Are you guys there?
I put my guess in.
Okay. Maybe her phone is tripping because she's still in the studio. Okay, no, that is incorrect. It's not iPhone 4S. No, Gary Finney,
okay.
Is not iPhone 5S.
I think it's 6S.
No, it's not 6, y'all. Y'all all It is iPhone 5. iPhone 5 came out in 2012. Yep. I hope you're okay over there. Hope you're okay. All right, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. Which movie sequel came out in 2014? Was it A, Furious 7, B, Night at the Museum 3, C, Avengers Age of Ultron, D, Pitch Perfect 2? Minute started.
In 2014.
Furious 7, B, Night at the Museum 3, C, Avengers, Age of Ultron, or D, Pitch Perfect 2?
That's a guess. I'm going to say Avengers.
Wow, and that's her category.
It is B, Night at the Museum 3.
I thought that. I thought it, but I didn't. I was like, yeah, no. Okay.
Oh, you did one of my numbers, second guessing yourself.
Exactly.
Yep. Mind that she's in. Okay.
My first mind sometimes.
Back in. I don't know what happened. She was still in the queue, and then she just fell out. All right. Queen Rildilia.
Okay.
What football team won won the Super Bowl in 2015? Was it A, Dallas Cowboys, B, New York Giants, C, New England Patriots, or D, Seattle Seahawks? Minute started.
Patriots. I'm just
going
to say New England Patriots. I'm just going to hedge my bets and say New England Patriots.
That is correct.
Woo! With a cheating cell, the old Bill Belichick. I'm calling Bill Belichick.
Hey, not bad. Not bad for somebody that don't know much about sports.
Got it this time. You got it this time.
Yeah, that was kind of lucky for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good guess, New England Patriots. Okay, Queen Rich Sister, you up next. What rap star was resurrected as a hologram at Coachella in 2012? Was it A, The Notorious, B.I.G., B, Tupac Shakur, or C, Nipsey Hussle, or D, Jam Master Jay? That's one of those black card revolt questions.
Okay.
Tupac is correct.
You guys saying Zoila? Zoila? maybe it's my raggedy Android. That was kind of what I was thinking. I'm like, oh no, I'm an Android, so I don't know none of these answers.
Oh, you
about.
Gotta get an iPhone, girl.
Yes, I need to do that soon. So anyway, I'm back. Let's go.
Okay, great. You're back right for your turn. What 80s pop icon passed away the day before the Grammys 2012? This is another one of those Black Heart Revolt questions. A, George Michael. B, my husband, Prince. C, Michael Jackson. Or D, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
That is correct. No longer with us, George Michael, Prince, Michael Jackson, or Whitney. Man.
That's a shame.
All right. Queen Georgia Brown. Anthony Lawyer, Earth to Zoila, hello.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was out there somewhere.
Yeah. We're great. On to, that is correct. That is correct. All right, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar, who jumped off Houston's NRG Stadium during their Super Bowl performance? Was it A, Pink, B, Katy Perry, C, Lady Gaga, or D, Bruno Mars? Minute started. Uh-oh. Did we lose Georgia Brown Sugar?
Uh-oh.
No, because I muted myself as usual. You know I mute myself.
Every time I ask a question.
See, Zoila said her phone was acting up, but I'm like, no, let me cue myself and mute myself like normal. Okay. What year was that again?
Who jumped off Houston's NRG Stadium during their Super Bowl performance? Was it A, Pink, B, Katy Perry, C, Lady Gaga, or D, Bruno Mars?
I'm going to say, I don't know. In Houston. I'm going to say Lady Gaga. I don't know.
That is correct, bro. Woo!
I wanted it to, I kept thinking Lady Gaga and then Bruno and then Lady Gaga back and forth.
I kept saying Bruno Mars' legs too short, like mine.
That is hilarious. Everybody online got it wrong. JoJo said Katie. Gary Finney said Bruno Mars. Anthony Lawyer said Bruno Mars. D. No one is smarter than the queen on that one. All right.
Yo, he got short legs like mine. I'm not jumping off no stage. That's like jumping off a dog on Mount Everest for me. No.
Wow.
All right. Realdelia, Queen Realdelia, who was the first woman to win the Grammy for Album of the Year twice? Was it A, Adele, B, Alicia Keys, C, Beyonce, or D, Taylor Swift? Minute started.
That's hard. I'm going to say Taylor Swift because maybe that's why Kanye went up there and acted a fool.
That is correct.
Got short legs, and for me to admit that I mean, my legs, I look at people's legs and how long they are, and I look and I go, what the hell happened?
Hey Gab, your legs ain't short, they go all the way from your hip to the ground.
Yeah, but it's just so dead a bit. I'm gonna say this real quick. I used to go and try to buy pants for somebody 6 feet tall, even in the petites. And I'm like, what kind of short petite person you going to have? So
really?
I can make a whole nother person. Yeah, I'd be like, I can make a whole nother person.
Yeah, my mom shopped in petite. She always shopped in petite. But I couldn't shop in petite, because my legs are long.
Long legs. Legs, and I'd be like drooling. I'm like, why can't my legs be longer?
Yeah, I've never been petite a day in my life. I was a skinny little girl, but I don't think I've ever been petite.
Yeah, petite I wasn't. All right, Queen Rich Sister, what celebrity had a baby in 2018? Was it A, Kylie Jenner, B, Beyonce, C, Carrie Underwood, or D, Anne Hathaway? Minute started.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you really, stay in check with these women to see if,
okay.
Okay.
Oh,
well, be the only
and
one.
I'll guess. Well, who was the first one?
Kylie Jenner.
Oh, okay. All right. 2018.
Minute.
I'll just go with her. I'll go with her.
Who?
Kylie Jenner.
That is correct.
tell you, the guessings of the Lord be upon me, because I swear the bulk of this stuff is guessings, straight guesses, especially that one.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing some good educated guessing over here.
Mm-hmm. Now, JoJo Red,
right.
JoJo Red says, we're not short, we're fun-sized, George Brown Sugar. So you fun-sized.
Okay, JoJo. JoJo, hey,
like
knuckle
that.
Bump right there. Go on, sister.
That's right. Fun size. Get a lot, have a lot of fun, y'all. That's why they call it fun size. All right. Up next, Queen Zoila. Who was Who was the first to leave One Direction in 2015? I only know this answer because of my daughter. She loved this group. Who was the first to leave One Direction in 2015? Was it A, Zayn, B, Harry, C, Niall, or D, Lewis? Minute started.
I'm going to call a queen on this one. Oh, wait, can I call a king? How about Gary Finney?
Gary Finney, okay, let's see what Gary Finney says. He's calling on the king. let's see what Gary Finney says. Anthony Lawyer, no, that's not correct. Let's see what Gary Finney's got. You still got time. The sand is running. You got time on it. Gary Finney, where you at? He called.
Don't be in there one pecking. Don't one peck that screen on that keyboard with that one finger.
Okay.
With some speed to it.
I strictly guess it on this one.
Help me now.
Michael Gay, good guess. Good guess, Michael Gay. Or good
One
answer.
Direction is one group I know nothing about.
Okay, he got it right. He said Zayn. He said Zayn.
Lord knows I don't know anybody in One Direction. I was like, who?
Okay. The only reason why I know is because my daughter, she did. She loved that little group, so I knew of Zayn. He was a handsome one. And then, you know, they talk about the boy Harry all the time. Okay.
With them horse nostrils. He got some big old nostrils like a horse. If he didn't sing. You know, so I was like, ooh, baby, I can put my fist up there.
Emma, when I look at him, that's the first thing I was look at, his nostrils. Oh,
look,
my God.
When you look, you're going to crack up. I was like, ooh, he got nose and nostrils.
Oh, Lord. All right. Georgia Brown Sugar, you up next. Which rapper?
Oh.
It is 7:48 right now. We still got a little time. Got 7 minutes or 6 minutes. Which rapper launched streaming service Tidal in 2013? Was it A,
Jay-Z.
Eminem? Yep. I don't even need to go through the list. You
Thank
are correct. Definitely was Jay-Z. Everybody knows that he launched the streaming service Tidal in 2013. It was not Eminem, which was a choice, Ludacris, or Kanye West. It was Jay-Z. Correct.
Yeah, they
All
wish
right.
they did. The rest of them.
All right, now, oh my gosh, I wish I could show that video, but I'll show it tomorrow. If you guys haven't seen it yet, Kendrick Lamar's new video.
Oh, God.
Part 5, or what is it called? Can't think of it. It's I've been watching it constantly. I don't know why. I don't know what the name is of the song. But it
it's
is so
brain
good.
Fart.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, but I know what video you're talking about. I was like,
It is so, just so good. All right, we got 4 minutes. We got 4 minutes. Queen Real Delia, what country act top charts with a 2013 remix featuring Nelly? That's correct. The Heart Part 5. The Heart Part 5 is Kendrick Lamar's new video. What country act topped charts with a 2013 remix featuring Nelly? Was it A, Luke Bryan, B, Blake Shelton, C, Dolly Parton, or D, Florida-Georgia line? Minute has started.
Okay, I don't understand the question. What country
topped the charts with a 2013 remix featuring Nelly?
I'm just going to say Blake Shelton.
Okay. Blake Shelton.
Okay. Oh, no.
It is Gary Finney, to the calls on the King.
Okay.
Trump's right-wing agenda out of California. Vote Pilar on June 7th.
They're going to give me a commercial where I want it or not. It was the Florida-Georgia line. Florida-Georgia line. I've never heard of the group in my life. Okay.
What? I've heard of them, but I don't know their music.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them at all. I've heard of Blake Shelton, so that's why I just said him, because, you know.
Yeah, I heard of all of them. Mm-hmm. Blake Shelton.
Anyway, I take my lunch with grace.
Good morning. All right, we got 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Rich Sister, Queen Rich Sister. Who did not get told thank you next by Ariana Grande? Who did not get told thank you by Ariana Grande? Was it A, Big Sean, B, Post Malone, or C, Pete Davidson, or D, Mac Miller? Damn, she messed with all these names, these dudes.
Damn, you just read my mind.
I'm just going to guess real quick. Davidson.
It is not Pete Davidson, but damn, she messed with all these dudes. Okay, the answer is Post Malone, not Pete Davidson. She messed with Big Sean. I know for a fact that she dated him. I didn't know that she dated Post Malone. I knew she dated Pete Davidson, and I knew she dated Mac Miller. She gets a rap.
So who was it?
Ariana Grande giving out the candy.
Mm-hmm. Trick or treat.
Giving out the hoochie.
So who did you get told?
That is a trick. What was the answer? Post Malone.
Post Malone was asked.
Yeah, he was the one that she said thank you next. But maybe she didn't date him. Maybe he wanted to date her, and she said thank you next. Okay, all right, maybe that's it. Okay, my bad, Ariana. My bad. All right, y'all, we got to get up out of here. Thank you guys for tuning in to Queens in the Morning Trivia Thursday. We appreciate the support. You guys, of course, Gary Finney got it right. Anthony Lawyer said, yes, she get around, huh? But I don't know if that's the case. But JoJo put little emoji, candy emojis up because you guys said she candy girl. Anthony Lawyer is saying, I don't know who's worse, Ariana or Taylor Swift. Hey, you know what? A girl got to get her. We got to get ours too, y'all. And speaking of that, tune in tomorrow, Freaky Fridays, tomorrow on Queens and Maury. Make sure you guys tune in, 6:30 a.m., and you guys stay tuned for the Cackling Kings, y'all. They're going to keep you entertained for sure. Kings in the Morning. We'll see you guys back here tomorrow. Have a great day, y'all. Stay safe out there. I was trying to get that music. Peace.
Get ready for the heat. Get ready for the heat this week.
We got more left. We'll stay with this for a minute. We got two.